Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Sunday morning. Police say this happened just before noon Sunday in the 5800 block of Oakley Road. Police have not released the victim's name. No arrests have been made. The ATF is offering a reward in a Montgomery gunshot burglary. Montgomery police say 17 firearms were stolen from the Quick Pawn on Norman Bridge Road earlier this month. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 18,000 people have now recovered from the coronavirus. Across the state, there are now close to 35,000 confirmed cases, with nearly 9,000 of those cases coming in the last 2 weeks. State health officials say at least 898 people have died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
More heat and humidity today. Oh, it's already just crazy humidity with 80 degrees right now and a dew point of 76. But hot and humid, high of 93. Heat index will be above 100 again. Got up to 103 yesterday. Widely scattered random storms, but there will be few and far between. Today, a lot of towns will get skipped. The high today, as I mentioned, 93. Tonight's low 75. So even at night, it's rather steamy. Then tomorrow, I think you can add a few more showers to the radar. It's going to be a little bit more populous on the radar as far as showers and storms. High temperature in the lower 90s tomorrow. Then the rain chances only get a little bit better on Wednesday and better on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I can hear the groans out there because we get close to the weekend. And if you're going to the beach, the news is really not good for the 4th of July weekend. The number of storms, unfortunately, is going to be a lot, and that's bad news for beachgoers over the weekend. Right now, this morning, we have 80 degrees and mostly cloudy skies and just ridiculous humidity here at 9:05.
It was incredibly humid.
Oh, yeah, just crazy. It's crazy. I guess you heard the breaking news last hour. Around 8:25 Central Daylight Time this morning, when a large rodent moved from about the door area all the way over to that area, and then around to almost where you're sitting, and then under the console.
Wait! A mouse?
A mouse and a rather large one.
Did you catch it?
No, it's still lurking. In fact, it's been seen twice since then. Chase has been investigating the. He was down there. He smells it. He knows it's there. So yes, you do have an extra guest in the studio today.
Well, what a way to start a Monday! What a way to start a Monday!
Yeah, I mean, this is significant news.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous now.
Well, I mean, you know,
does it bite?
We'll find out here.
I don't
minute.
Know, but we've seen. We saw the other day little remnants of like there was a candy bar over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that wasn't Chase.
Nope.
That was.
Were there
buddy.
Any imprints in the butter? Like last
the butter,
time.
The butter up there.
There was mouse trapped in the peanut butter jar.
Did you have a fun goodness. Weekend?
Yeah, it was an okay weekend.
Did you do anything to get out and about, or did you stay where you're hermit?
Pretty much stayed around the house. I'm a hermit, you know.
Hermitized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So I'm waiting for Jack here. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's going to call today or not.
Oh, really?
It's always a game with him. Mm-hmm. Always a game. It's a guessing game.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll see.
He leaves us wanting more, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you guys get to it. And don't forget, you may feel something by your foot.
Yeah, I feel all out of sorts now.
It's a little creepy. It's a little creepy. I'm glad I'm leaving, actually.
Yeah.
Why don't you take your mouse and get out.
Yeah.
I'll take my dog, and that was our protection.
I see him standing by the door.
No, actually, he was cowering in the chair. Intern Tim.
What a guard dog. Well, Rich, good seeing you here on this Monday. Thank you for leaving us to the mouse in the studio. News and Views begins in mere moments, as long as we don't freak out.
Right. Eek!
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
This is Ray Bowles at Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our summer sales event going on now. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring. We've got red-hot deals on all carpet, laminate, and vinyl plank. Plus, receive half-off pet pad. Call for your free measurement today at 285-8117. You can save thousands, plus receive interest-free financing for up to 12 months with approved credit. Don't miss this red-hot summer sale going on now at Prattville Carpet. Call us today at 285-8117.
This is the sound of a delicious DQ blizzard. This is the sound of a drumstick, the original Sunday cone. And this is the sound of these two summer icons coming together in the new DQ drumstick blizzard. Everything you love from a drumstick, including waffle cone pieces and peanuts, combined with our world-famous DQ soft serve. We're fitting more summer into every bite. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
The Home Depot is cooking up new ways to start summer here and bring summer home. From online ordering to free delivery and convenient store pickup, we're helping make sure taking care of your summer projects is a breeze. And summer savings on all your favorite brands make things even easier. So freshen up the deck, fire up the grill. Summer's here, and it's as close as your own backyard. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7, weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Politics. Man must learn to rise above principle.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
I got hairy legs.
Oh, well, thank you for that, Vice President Biden. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, my co-host Jack Campbell live from his kitchen. How are you, Jack?
How you doing?
Doing all right. Wait, you seem a little down today.
I'm not down.
Not down?
You want me to be? No.
No, okay. And we also have Eddie Bader here in the studio.
Hey,
good
Jack.
Good for Eddie Bader. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I noticed you had the mason jar out. Was that some...
water.
Oh, but of course.
And intern the Tim here manning the phones. How are you, sir?
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Good morning. We were just saying off air, kind of a slow news day. It's like everybody is just taking a breather from all these past few months with COVID-19 and the protests. And I think the protests have anything to do with the rise in COVID-19 numbers with young people.
Yes, I do. Well, mainly because they're not saying it.
Right. But I mean, that's not allowed, though. You can't tie the protest to COVID-19. If you are fighting racism, you can't get sick. That's the deal.
Okay.
But
well, Trump people are under fire because they had a rally, you know, and you know that's a danger. They're putting people in harm's way. They didn't say a damn thing about the riots.
Well, and
it's typical of news coverage in this country.
Mm-hmm. And now, of course, the states all over the country are pausing their reopenings. Cities here in Alabama are considering more mask ordinances. And then Joe Biden's just playing to the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Where he said, if I were president, I would do a nationwide mask order. It's like, how are you going to enforce that from the federal level, Joe?
I don't know. He's a fool.
Yeah, he's just an idiot.
Well, we're at a point, too. I think they shut down all the bars in, was it Florida?
Florida,
Texas.
Yeah. Texas, and I thought there was one more state that closed them down. Mm-hmm. And then with Florida, it's just in the middle of the tourist season now, so I know, like, on the border of Alabama, Florida, they're rolling into Alabama now.
Oh, yeah.
BLM leader, treat crime as a health crisis.
Yeah, come on.
Well, and there's a video making the rounds. It's just crazy town right now, folks. There's a video making the rounds where the Twitter Maoists, the Twitter mob, are lambasting this gentleman because he had a nice, huge mansion, has a big gate on the front of his home. Protesters were able to get into the gate and get onto his property. He's standing outside, and this is the video of this guy holding an AR-15, mm-hmm. telling protesters, don't come any closer, get off my property. And people on Twitter are lambasting him for doing that, for defending himself.
Yeah. In his own house.
What is the deal? Like, defending your own property is now considered violent behavior, a behavior that is not, becoming of an American. I think this, if it continues like this, it might help Trump win. Because right now, Trump doesn't look too hot in terms of the polls with the economy where it's at, with COVID-19 still going on and the way the press is covering that. But if you keep going a little too crazy on the left, I think a lot of Americans, they're not going to tell a pollster when they call up. They're not going to speak out loud. They might not even call a radio show or talk about it publicly with their friends. But when it comes time to vote, they're saying, hey, I should be able to defend myself. Hey, I don't want to tear down all of our history and rewrite our history. I think it is a push too far, a bridge too far when it comes to where the Democrats are going.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me wonder, is Biden going to be this puppet for the far left? Or is Biden going to run a normalcy campaign and actually try to get things back on the rails? I think he goes with the former rather than the latter.
I do, too.
Now, statewide, when is Governor Ivey going to call a special session for anything?
I don't have any idea. What does she need to call a special session for?
Well, don't we have an issue with prisons?
Yeah, we got federal judge breathing down our neck. Mm-hmm. But, our legislature has been known to kick the can down the road every chance it gets to put a Band-Aid on whatever big problem there might be. So, I don't know if she'll do it or not.
Right. And then are we going to just continue on with wearing masks until kingdom come here in the city?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I guess it looks that way.
No, it's crazy. I had the chance to see my grandfather, both of them, actually.
That's good.
Over the weekend. And talking to both of them, I think there's something about this generation of people, my age, younger, but also folks, let's say, in your generation, Jack, who have gotten used to the good life, the luxuries of modern living. And even if you're not the richest person in the world, modern living ain't too bad. And I think this COVID-19, this pandemic, it's a reality check. It's a smack in the face. That as good as we have it, there are things out there that are always around the corner if we don't get our house in order financially, don't get our house in order in terms of, looking out for pandemics on the horizon or any other crisis, then we're not going to be able to deal with this reality. And we're now turning to our political leaders, and they continue to, I think, make it worse. We're not fighting the virus. We're fighting each other using the virus, unfortunately. And it's a terrible, terrible trend. But I brought that up because my grandfathers were talking about growing up. And they're part of that generation where they knew their uncles coming back from World War II. They're part of that generation that, my dad's dad had to wake up at 4 every morning down at the farm and put the fire on so they could start cooking and have a little heat in the house. And I think we lose something when we get away from that sort of understanding that you got to deal with reality and work hard in this world. It seems to be there's this mentality of our politicians will save us. The government will save us from all these problems in life. And I think it's foolish to say we can vote ourselves a living and vote ourselves security. It's almost like we're not even living in the real world anymore. It's crazy time.
I don't think you're wrong. I mean, I think people, old and young, well, mostly old, well, I don't know, there were a lot of young people too. Old and young, white and black, who thought Roosevelt, that would be Franklin Delano Roosevelt, was the saint and savior of the world back in the 30s and 40s. And while he gave a lot of people a lot of peace about, you know, the country, it started a wave of government dependency that we've not gotten over.
Right, right. And, yeah, one of my grandfathers to this day loves him some FDR. FDR got us out of the Great Depression. And there are a lot of folks here in even the Deep South in Alabama who love him.
Oh, yeah,
FDR.
The Solid South used to be called.
I think he acted like a tyrant, largely.
But it's
interesting how our war presidents are always hailed as the great presidents. Though an interesting thing happened, how we're removing all the racist names off of buildings and stuff like that. Princeton has agreed to take Woodrow Wilson's name off of their buildings and from their university.
Why would Woodrow Wilson, who should be a great father of the liberal cause, why the hell should they take his name off? Why are they even thinking about it?
He was a pretty brutal racist. He, I think, showed Birth of a Nation at the White House. There was a screening of it. And he said something to the effect of, it was like writing history with lightning. I mean, he, I think, resegregated the military. I mean, he was a pretty brutal guy. The early progressives, man. They're the ones, the early American progressives are the ones who entertained eugenics, entertained all that scientific racism. So to see his name pulled off, knowing the history a little bit, I'm like, okay. But it's interesting that he was hailed as this great first progressive president, and now the tide of history is turning against him. So I was actually happy to see that name removed, but what does it accomplish at all?
Nothing.
Well, a lot of people call World War I Wilson's War.
Yeah.
And it was the, quote, war to end all wars. And 106 million people have died this century due to war.
Right.
Or the last century, I'm sorry. We're in the 1900s.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know. And I worry that if we don't wake up and remember those generations who had to really deal with these sorts of things, whether the wars, the Spanish flu back then, that's pretty much what probably ended World War I in all actuality, that all these people are dying from the Spanish flu, and finally everybody, you know, cried uncle. But if we continue to forget our history, especially the living history, as we lose the veterans that were in, obviously, World War I, they've passed, but World War II, we're losing more and more people. If we don't remember the experiences of Vietnam and we start defining our history in this incredibly corrupt way, that's the whole point of the 1619 Project. That's the whole point of redefining America as this fundamentally systemic racist country built on white supremacy. And if we allow them on the left to advance that point of view about the country, watch out. They're about to change it and change it in a fundamental way.
Yeah. That's true.
And if Trump doesn't wake up, then we will have socialism in November. That's what we're facing. And again, it comes back to those folks who don't speak publicly, may not answer the pollster on the phone, but when it comes to November 3rd, will they be putting down their vote for Trump? That's if Trump can show, hey, I'm looking out for normalcy. The future of the country is part of our great history. We're going to continue things forward. But right now, he continues to make mistakes. And usually I'm the one who loves him when he tweets and he stirs things up on Twitter. But did you see the latest faux pas on Twitter over the weekend?
White power dude?
I heard about it, yeah.
Now, I heard it when they first showed him walking through there, and I honestly thought the newscast, because I was listening to, I think, LSD, but I thought they had dubbed that in there, and I was like, what a bunch of crap. And then a couple hours later, I heard that it was actually, someone actually screamed it, he right. tweeted it, and then he took it back out. But I really thought, because the way it was overdubbed, it sounded like somebody had put that on.
So refresh my memory. It's a video. He posted a video, and he was, what, walking somewhere? Walking. And yep. someone in the background yells out, white power.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I guess he posted it not realizing that someone yeah. was screaming
yeah.
white
Tim power. Scott called out the president saying, you got to take that down.
Yeah, I honestly don't know how his handlers didn't hear it, because yeah, I heard yeah, it kind of live, but I thought, oh, man, I honestly thought a newscaster did that.
Oh, but
really
do you think
did.
Trump has handlers when it comes to Twitter, or do you think he saw that and just hit retweet?
Yeah, he probably didn't have the volume on.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, knowing Trump, yeah, I would not want to be one of his handlers.
And it's mistakes like that. I don't think the president meant anything by it, but of course his detractors will say, oh, look, he's sending those secret messages.
Yeah,
or, and it just plays into this narrative. Where he's got to be more disciplined.
Agreed.
Has to be more disciplined. So we'll see where this goes. But here, 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Joey.
Good morning.
And you too, intern and gentleman Jack.
Hey, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
And say hello to Eddie.
No, I'm fine.
Hey, Eddie. Oh, I didn't hear Eddie was there. I missed it. Sorry. Good Sorry. Morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Hey, I just wanted, I think whether Trump wins or loses, I think he's going to be the last Republican for a long, long time.
Oh, you're depressing me.
Mm-hmm. reality is painful, and the painful reality of it is this country is fast moving towards socialism. And I hate to see it, but, I mean, you just feel it. You smell it, and you taste it. And it doesn't taste good. Question I got for Jack, and Jack has been in politics for a long time, and he knows the pulse of things. My question to you, Jack, is why don't Republicans use the ammunition that they have? Because if the Democrats had that ammunition, they would use it every second to beat the Republicans down. The ammunition I'm talking about is the long history of segregationists, people that held minorities down, that was part of their party. And I mean, to me, it seems like the
Democrats over time have been a lot more guilty about keeping minorities down than the Republicans.
Oh, exactly.
Remember, Lincoln was a Republican, and you're saying we don't explain that. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think we've done a terrible job of explaining that over the years. I mean,
well,
it was the solid South that always, pushed the Democrat Party over the top. All the people that all the years, my grandfather was a Yellow Dog Democrat. Well, he wasn't a Yellow Dog Democrat because of liberal policies. He was a Yellow Dog Democrat because Lincoln was a Republican. And for time in memoriam, that's what Republicans were branded as, is the party of liberating black Americans. And people like Strom Thurmond and Robert Byrd and those longtime Southern Democrats, Lister Hill, all those guys, Russell over in Georgia, they were the firebrand Democrat folks that, you know, always managed to get reelected, and it was by Southern racists, basically.
Well, I mean, you look at, and I mean, you don't have to go back 100 years. You don't have to go back 50 years. I mean, you go back to 2010 when, you know, Robert Byrd, who was a former, not just a member of the Ku Klux Klan, he was, one of the Grand Cyclops. He was a big dog in the Ku Klux Klan.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
And you know, you look at who Bill Clinton held up as his mentor, you know, Senator Fulbright. Hmm. And he was one of the signers of the Southern Manifesto that opposed Brown versus Board. I'm just saying there's so much ammunition that could be used again. And the Democrat, do you think if the Republicans had all those skeletons in their closet, that the Democrats wouldn't use them?
Well, they don't have to use them, Steve, because black people, by and large, vote Democrat, and that goes back to Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson. And I personally think, and I've really been doing a lot of soul searching about this. I think the Republican Party wastes its money on black outreach because it's only going to mean instead of getting 8% of the black vote, that they're going to get 9.5% of the black vote. If I were running the party, I would invest in the Latin community in this country who are very pro-life and try to woo them.
Well,
I think Republicans make a mistake by the black people who are for Trump and for Republicans are people that see that a rising economy, the rising tide in the economy lifts all boats. And those black Americans see that. But 92% of the black population on the national level votes Democrat in national elections. And I don't know what the answer to that is. I mean, we could tout that really it's the Democrats who's a party of systemic racism over the years, and they've always always convinced black voters to vote Democrat during national elections. And 4 years later, a whole hell of a lot hadn't been done to help the black community by and large.
Well, and if you look at
the Democrat Party.
And if you look at where a lot of these protests and problems are, it's in cities that have been run by Democrats for decades.
Right.
And then it's you could talk about police or, you know, racial issues, but also what's their other big thing? Income inequality. The worst inequality exists in, again, cities run by Democrats. All the problems they want to blame, you know, the whole country for, it's usually where they are running the show that the problems exist to more of an extent than any Republican-run state or Republican-run city. Well, you know, cities generally.
But Steve, I will agree that the Republican Party on the national level, that is the Republican National Committee, over the years has never told the true story of what the party stands for and what it has traditionally stood for. And you're exactly right. They've never told the story.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Jack, is they need to educate, you know, and if I'm a middle-of-the-road, you know, black guy, and I'm looking at who am I going to vote for, and I'm saying, look at the party's history. And I mean, going back to the, you know, 1964 Civil Rights Act, the majority of the Republicans supported that, and the Democrats voted against it.
Oh yeah, I mean, Lyndon Johnson, there take phone calls where he's talking to Richard Russell over in Georgia, saying, "Man, I got to have you on this vote, Dick. I've just got to have you." And Russell saying, "Oh, Mr. President, you know, I'm with you on a lot of stuff, but I just don't know about all this."
Hmm. Well,
Democrat.
I think if you want to look at a legacy or a history, and you want to change something and you want to tear something down, why don't you start with the Democratic Party? Why don't you say, "Hey, we don't want to be associated with this party that has a history of racism and segregationist. We want that party renamed. We want it changed. or else we're going to, and maybe that was what the Bernie folks were trying to do, but we want a new party that doesn't have a history. That'd be the first thing you seem like they'd want to tear down is the history and the legacy of the Democratic Party. Y'all have a good day.
Well, appreciate so it, far they haven't needed to, Steve.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and that's the problem. I don't know if I agree, Jack. I think the outreach efforts by the Republican Party into black communities has, been piss poor. They haven't really competed.
Well, they've been half-baked.
Right.
You know, they don't know how to do it.
Right.
But I'm not sure how effective it would be when you've got, you know, the black population in this country is like 14.5%. Latin right. population is fast growing, a lot faster growing. I'm just saying, if you have to do minority outreach, you know, there are a lot of blacks that vote Republican, and they do so on economic lines because a good economy helps everybody.
Right.
But the vast majority of black Americans are going to vote Democrat because of what the party has promised them over the years and never actually fully delivered on any of it.
Right, and that's the true tragedy there, is that, you know, the black vote's taken for granted, essentially, in terms of...
Like this sweeping criminal justice reform bill that Trump signed in to law and proudly did it.
Yeah.
You got a lot of folks in the black community who are like, man, this is long overdue. And they commended Trump. And then 5 minutes later, people turn around and they forget that.
Right. Well, and it's always the latest thing. And when the economy went down because of the lockdown due to the coronavirus, I think that created a powder keg. And then George Floyd, his death, his killing.
And then people being cooped up for 3 months, and then Floyd getting mercilessly killed, murdered. I mean, you know, it was a perfect storm.
And if you'd gone back, you know, 4 months ago, if we could go back in time when we're talking impeachment, nobody, I think, really saw this coming. Who thought this is what we would be talking about coming up for the 2020 general election? It's crazy how things change so quickly. Folks, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. The month of June is almost up, but you still got time here, another few days or so. 50% off on all those old video transfers to digital format. So whether you're VHS, VHS-C, Betamax, you can transfer those over to a DVD or digital file for your computer at 50% off. But you got to call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036, 279-6036. And, well, be sure to tell them that you love News and Views. You love Dan Black. Yeah, you love that he's a sponsor because we love it, too. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Kind of a slow news day, so we're kind of, you know, setting the table for the election coming up. But there is some breaking news from the Supreme Court having to do with Louisiana's abortion restrictions that we can get into. But after this break, again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaQuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaQuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaQuire.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's Attorney General and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon.
I'm Joey.
Eddie in the house.
In the house.
Intern the Tim here.
What's up, guys?
Jack rolled away from the camera in his kitchen, but he'll be back in a moment. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating Center, located at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. And if you're looking for any paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home, New Look Decorating Center is the place to go. A great local option where you can meet folks like Brian Carr, owner, Brett Lanham, the manager, both paint specialists in their own right. They have the expertise to help inspire you or make that inspiration a reality when it comes to redoing your home in terms of paint and stains. So check them out today. New Look Decorating Center. Their number's 271-0007, 271-0007. Or again, they're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Stop by today for all your paint and stain supplies. And be sure to tell them News and Views sent you. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
Well, I'm looking at this breaking news here from the Wall Street Journal reading. Breaking news, Washington. The Supreme Court struck down a Louisiana law forbidding doctors from performing abortions unless they held admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Styled as a measure to protect the health of women seeking abortions, if implemented, the law would likely force two of the state's three abortion clinics to close, putting the procedure out of reach for some patients. So this was shot down by the Supreme Court, a 5-4 decision.
Don't tell me. Roberts voted with the...
Yep. He likes playing that swing vote, man. Ever since he became the Chief Justice and the court even became more conservative, he is an institutionalist in the sense that he puts his finger up in the air, sees which way the wind is blowing culturally, and he tries to upkeep the name of the court or the reputation of the court. And, you know, it's interesting how the Supreme Court works. For all the politicking over it, you know, Trump's going to say we need Supreme Court justices. Biden's going to say the same thing when you look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg, how old she is. But no matter who gets put on that court, once they're on there for life. And they don't have to exactly go the way you thought they were going to go.
Well, a lot of them over time have not.
Right.
I don't think that Eisenhower ever envisioned what an activist judge Earl Warren was going to be when he appointed him.
Right. So we'll see. We'll see. But that is, for pro-life folks, that is an unfortunate decision. It does not surprise me, though. The court's been pretty consistent on this over the years. And if you're looking to get rid of abortion, if you are pro-life, I would say you don't need to keep looking at Roe v. Wade. You should look at Casey Planned Parenthood. That was the case that you really have to wrestle with. You know, if you get more justices on, maybe they will take this up. But this Supreme Court now, with redefining the anti-discrimination aspects of the Civil Rights Act, redefining sex, they continue to make decisions that is not exactly what you would expect to be a conservative court, but we'll see where it goes. It'll be another issue in the 2020 general election upcoming. But here, before we hit another break, let's talk to Charles Hollis. I already held him online too long. Hey, Charles.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Morning, Charles.
Morning.
Jack Campbell, good morning, sir.
How are you, Charles?
I'm great, sir. How about you?
I cannot complain.
It won't do any good.
Amen.
No, not a bit.
One day last week, while at work, I did a Black Lives Matter, whatever it was I did.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the Negroes who work where I work, there's only one Negro who lives, who actually lives with someone of the opposite sex. That's more than one they got a child with. Guess who that was?
Who that?
Me. Out of all of them. And guess what I sung to them?
Trombone?
No. Black Lives Matter. You say Black Lives Matter, why you don't live with the one you got a black child with? Shut up, old man. That's all they can say. But all of them are guilty of what? Not living with the one they have a child with. Black Lives Matter. From the heart of Dixie, people. Trombone,
Charles.
Thanks, Charles. 272-9228. And what's unfortunate is even when Barack Obama brought that up, his Brother's Keeper program, and on Father's Day one year, he talked about how there aren't enough fathers in the home.
Right.
Even Barack Obama got ripped a new one by the left. Oh, the politics of respectability. How dare you tell people to be responsible? It's just... I don't know where that comes from, because you know, most callers we've had would say, yeah, that's a shame. That's a problem not only in the black community, but it's
not
a problem...
Not only in the black community. You're exactly right, Joey.
It's disproportionate. It's something like 70% of kids born out of wedlock, which is crazy, but those numbers are rising in the white community, too. And that's another long-term, long-run trend. A lot of folks lay that at the feet of the welfare state. But that is a huge problem. You cannot replace a father with a check. Nope. You just can't. Mm-hmm. And I'm not putting down single moms. They do their best. But it's not ideal, I'll put it that way. If you had to plan beforehand what your life is going to be like, it would be better to have a two-parent home. And if you don't, then people have to be creative finding extended family and whatnot. But it's very frustrating.
Well, the one thing I actually don't like is... My mother and father got married, and they had kids. Mm-hmm. And through all their ups and downs, my dad was in the military. He often was gone, you know, quite a bit. But through all their ups and downs, they stayed together. They both worked very, very hard to be able to provide for me and my brothers and sisters. And sometimes I get called privileged because I may have an opportunity to go and do something or be somewhere. But when you really look at it, my mom and dad chose to stay together and raise their family. I don't see any privilege in that. I think that they worked very, very hard.
Well, they earned the privilege, let's put it that way.
It's earned. It's not privilege. Yeah, it's sacrifices. And so, you know, often now, especially the world we live in today, you know, someone like me gets shunned all of a sudden and gets called, you know, white privileged and all this stuff. In reality, there's a lot of sacrifice and a lot of hard work. Both my grandparents got married and stayed married.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on both sides. So I come from a family of people who stayed together, you know, double income, worked very hard, and somehow now I'm privileged.
Well, no, and that is part of... There are people that want to have good conversations about, say, different types of privileges, differences between men and women, gay and straight, black and white. There are obviously differences in life, and you'll experience different things. But part of the privilege conversation is clearly what you described. It is an assault on the individualist ethic of hard work, and you can make it in this country. And they're making that assault on that ethic because they want to say, well, you can't do it as an individual. You can't do it as a family. You need the government to change the system and take care of you. And the more that we do that, the more that we assume people can't be responsible for their own lives, then they won't be.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll continue to run and complain about the system when they fail or run to the government when they need help. And it's very unfortunate. We got hit another break here. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get on the program, 272-9228. This hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Y'all call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036. Ask them about 50% off on those videotape transfers, old analog tape formats to digital format, whether a DVD or digital file for your computer. But tell them you're a news and views listener. Thank you to Dan Black and Dan Black Studios. being a great sponsor here of this hour of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back. We'll go to Chris. Others, 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessings.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Zach with Tri-County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for another summertime scorcher today. High temperature up to about 93, heat index 100 or higher. A sun and cloud mix with some spotty random afternoon and evening storms for a few lucky towns. Tonight's low, a steamy 75. Tomorrow, with a high in the low to mid-90s again, looks like a better chance of rain tomorrow. More storms to go around. Then the rain chances get a lot higher Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
Intern the Tim Mann in the phone.
Good morning, guys.
And Jack Campbell live from his kitchen secret location where he resides here in Montgomery. Jack, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
I get these brakes. I don't get them.
Need some new brakes, buddy?
You know it.
Wait, are the brakes too long? They too short? Like, what's your deal?
You know, today they've been kind of short.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe it's cold. 272-9228. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris. Chris?
Hey, Chris, you there? I think we lost.
We just
think
had
we lost Chris.
Three.
I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, there we go.
I'm here. I'm sorry. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, in 1965, Daniel Patrick Moynihan wrote up, put together something for, he's the Department of Labor, Labor Department.
Right.
For LBJ. And the concern was in 1965 about the black family in the number of children being born out of wedlock. And at that point in time, 65 was 23%.
Right.
And today it's 73%. And I'm not just pointing fingers here. I mean, white population did the same thing.
Right.
That's a crisis in America. And also, too, I mean, the destruction of the family unit, it's proven that of children that grow up around a mother and father, I mean, it doesn't always happen. We understand the circumstances, but that typically is the best way for children to grow up. And I'm not so sure it's not part of the government, you know, the deep bowels of the deep state or whoever it might be, is to break that family unit up. Because like you were saying earlier, the more people have less control of their lives and there's not people there to lean on and help, they turn to the government for their help. And that's what we've seen. We've seen, and I'm not trying to be light on this word, but I believe it's true. I think there's been an enslavement of people, black and white, with government all over again. I mean, you've broken the shackles after Civil War, and you get into civil rights, and then you get into other things like that. And then all of a sudden, we have flipped on our head. We're back into shackles again because we're taking money from the government. And this can be not only a person, but this can be a company or whatever up. Because when you start taking money from the government, they dictate your life,
right?
And that's what's happening. I mean, that this is what you have. And that's why you have a large percentage of black people vote for Democrat. And you would think that would be just completely unconscionable because, you know, they are the party of slavery and Ku Klux Klan and Jim Crow. But somehow they've convinced people that they're not. And I think that's probably the most disgusting part about it. I mean, if anybody's going to topple a statue, it should be the word Democrat Party, because that word was synonymous with crosses being burned, people being beat in the street, like Bull Connor and all those other punks that were doing that to poor black people that just wanted their rights. So I think that they're trying to turn things in their head, and they're trying to say, here's a shiny object. Don't pay attention to what's real, what the facts are, but pay attention to this shiny object out there. And so they've done a great job doing that. And we're seeing, you know, like you said, we saw some success with black unemployment, people getting money in their pocket, having a job, and then all of a sudden the COVID stuff hit.
Right.
And then we're back to where we were.
Well, and it's partly the Democrats are playing a pretty smart political game and making sure they keep these votes. But again, let's not forget the Republican Party has done a very poor job of reaching out. And it also goes back to some of the Goldwater sweep of the South, right? I mean, there were the politics of states' rights and segregation, these sorts of things. And let's remember, for instance, Richard Shelby. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, if you count a few decades, it's not that long ago. He was a Democrat, right? Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he won in 1986. He beat a Republican, Admiral Denton,
right,
to become the U.S. Senator.
So we got to be honest.
He beat him as a Democrat.
Some current Republicans definitely used to be Democrats. So there has been a shift in the two parties. And I would lay it at the feet of Republicans. Get in there. Have a positive message. I mean, for instance, school choice would be a fantastic way and a great way to push for the black vote, because it's very popular in a lot of parts of the country, especially in inner cities and urban areas. So that's one thing. But, you know, when Trump does this tweet with this video of the guy yelling white power in the background, the press picks it up. It's mistakes like that that really just don't help. And he's got to be more disciplined on Twitter. He just does.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just need to put it up. I mean, that Twitter is the rot gut of politics. It's absolutely awful. I mean, you know, you have every troll and disgusting human being out there inciting violence and racism and everything else on it. And I'm not so sure a lot of those people that are on there are there just to troll around to make conservatives look bad.
Of course. Well,
so,
Chris,
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry.
We got to run, but I appreciate the call,
okay,
man.
Hey, good call, Chris.
Y'all take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
272-9228. Let's get Seymour in before we hit the top of the hour break. Hey, Seymour.
Thank you, sir. Y'all probably really know me as Warren, but my legal name is Seymour is in my legal name, and I'm actually Seymour Trammell Jr., and I just, it was about 3 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, But I just wanted to personally thank Mr. Jack Campbell for mentioning my father on the air a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. He was, your daddy was a big player in the Wallace years for sure.
He was actually, I know this sounds like a brag, but he was actually the number one guy. He was governor. He was Wallace's number one financial advisor and political advisor. And in 1972, in my humble opinion, when the Nixon-Bush cabal tried to assassinate the governor in Laurel, Maryland, 6 months prior to that, they tried to assassinate my father there in Montgomery out at the old diplomat. He had a wreck there, leaving one of the many, many popular Wallace, political gatherings there. And the side road there, access road there, headed to going home. And when he got to the intersection, he blacked out and kept on going, slumped forward, and went around and crashed in that culvert, that big culvert down there in front of the hospital. The next day was when Red Blunt announced he was running for senator. So I think that was kind of a cover. But my father's political memoirs had just come out. They're called, the title is Madness in the Magnolias. And it's on that, you can get on, Madness in the Magnolias. You can get on Amazon as in paperback for about, I don't know, $10, $11, something like that. And I need to come out with another. It's really from a manuscript. The 2 years that my father spent out at Maxwell, compliments of Richard Nixon, and Frank, the friend Frank, judge, the federal judge Frank Johnson. My father was sent out there on a trumped up charge of, and actually the guy that did, I don't know if he's still living or not, the guy known Southern Sash, he was a blackmail of him to get on the stand and lie and say that my father actually got a small swimming pool from Southern Sash. And my father's secretary at that time, Arden McKenzie, sent that guy bill after bill after bill after bill and said, send me a damn bill, I'll pay for the pool, And but he never did, and the feds found that out and made him get on the stand and say that was a political contribution, and that my father never paid taxes on. Well, if he had paid taxes, it wouldn't have been but $3,000, and at that time, he could have paid it out of his pocket change. And Nixon and Frank M. Johnson, wanted to get him out of politics, so that's what they did. They Frank M. Johnson sent his father to 4 years out at